trouble. I'm getting every.
Have same trouble on TV.
Mm-hmm. It's been known people to come back, you know, feel very smug and they find out there's nothing on the tape.
you asked what the difference between a drought and a long dry spell was.
Mm-hmm.
If there is any difference, I would say that maybe the term drought is applied to a weather condition when it's extreme and there's a lot of crop loss.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. You can have a long dry spell. We had one last summer here. It didn't kill the crops, but it sure set them back.
Yeah.
See? But now if you had a drought, in my book, a drought would be such that you didn't raise anything.
Mm-hmm.
See?
And what was that other storm that you were telling us about? Or the type of weather that you were describing?
Oh, she mentioned a combination of frost and fog.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your term? What do you call that?
She calls it, Irene calls it frog.
Was this the term that you used when you were a child around here?
No, she thought that enough.
All right.
Frost and fog.
Yeah, we had that last. We had frost last night. So what do you call? Do you have any other terms for it than frost? Is that the only term you have for it, or would you have called anything else?
That's the only one I know.
Would you ever use the term a freeze, or would that be something different?
Well, yeah, you can have a frost without much freezing.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of frost this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not what you'd call real freezing weather.
Mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm-hmm. You go out maybe this morning and look at a mud puddle, and what would you see on the mud puddle?
How is this now?
Say if you had a mud puddle outside or something like
oh.
that. See maybe what on it this morning?
I wasn't up early enough to see if there was any frost, any water frozen. I wasn't looking. But I'm sure that it did because we had a temperature of 31.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll form a little ice on a mm-hmm. bucket of water, for example, or a mud puddle, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any term for this? Would you call this a scale of ice or a skim of ice? A skim is what you... How would you say that again?
You mean like when we have an ice storm?
you can speak up. That's
skim. Like
a skim of ice.
Skim of ice.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You mean a thin layer of ice on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Uh huh. Yeah.
Does it ever get cold enough around here to you have a bigger maybe a pond or something that something happens to it? It gets real cold in the winter.
Well, when I was a boy, there was. Always ice skating up here on the mill pond.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any other lakes around mm-hmm. or big ponds. That was the only place we had to skate.
Mm-hmm. But you had to wait though before you skated until the pond did
oh,
what?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Until it did what?
Well, we didn't get on there unless it was, oh, 2 or 3 inches thick.
Mm-hmm.
But years ago, when I was a kid, why it got thick enough that they used to cut ice and harvest it mm-hmm. there. And they had an ice house right next to the creek there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember them sawing that stuff out by hand, great big chunks, you know, and then they'd pull it up an elevator and store it in sawdust. That's the way they kept it.
Mm-hmm.